Let's go to Cathy O'Sullivan, who is in Northcote and has had a slip at the back of her property. Hi, Cathy.
Morena.
How's it looking where you are right now?
Well, the rain has eased slightly in the last 10 minutes, but the slip has got a bit bigger overnight, so probably another metre has fallen away in the last few hours.
Oh, dear. And how scary was that rain? I mean, was it coming down pretty heavy over the last few hours?
Yeah, from about 4 o'clock, it really sounded like there was a 747 overhead. It was really, really intense. And I see now, just looking down over the area, the bowls club down below is a swimming pool. The car park is just another brown lake. So yeah, significant surface water in the area again.
And tell us a little bit about the slip. It's obviously not pushing you out of your property, but it is of serious concern.
Yeah, so it's part of Little Shoal Bay, which is part of the reserve, Auckland Council land, and some of it is our land as well. But our house is up on poles, but it's now right at the poles to the house. They do go down quite deep, but we're keeping a very close eye on it.
I mean, the sun's come up. Can you see the land moving, or can you see signs of cracks and things?
Yeah, no, there's definitely cracks in the land, and there's quite a stream of water running through the slip right now, but nowhere near as much water as there was on Friday. On Friday, it was like a little waterfall running through there. So it's definitely not as bad as Friday.
Are there a lot of slips in your particular area?
Everywhere, yeah. So all around Little Shoal Bay, quite a few houses. One of the houses, their entire backyard has fallen onto the tennis course down here. Quite a few of the reserves and houses around it, they're just covered in canvas and things like that, just trying to prevent it from getting worse. Quite a few properties.
Yeah, and what have you been talking with neighbours? I mean, what's been the plan? What was the plan going into tonight?
So I had a go bag ready if I needed to. I mean, looking at it, I didn't think that we would need to evacuate, but you just never know if the water is going to turn and actually come into your house. It was quite a sleepless night, just listening to the rain getting heavier and heavier.
Yeah, and for now, though, you think you can stay?
Yeah, I have called the building inspections team just to check that officially we're okay. I think we will be okay, but yeah, it's best to get the professionals to check these things out.
Absolutely. All the best, Cathy. Thank you very much for talking to us. Fingers crossed that works out all right. That is Cathy O'Sullivan in Northcote there with a slip at the back of her property. Very heavy rain overnight.